This is Childhood Matters, presented by Interactive Parenting Media.
Childhood Matters.
For parents and everyone else who cares for or about kids.
We are family. Give everybody a seat.
Here's your host, Rona Renner.
Good morning and welcome to Childhood Matters. According to the latest government figures, unemployment is continuing to show little sign of improvement. Other parts of the economy, such as the foreclosure rate, the loan default rate, and retail sales, show families are suffering as the recession continues. There is a road to recovery, and today we'll talk with you about resources that are available in your community. I'm Nurse Rona, and I'm here to present important topics to parents, grandparents, foster parents, childcare providers, big sisters, big brothers, or anyone who cares for and about children. You know, every day I hear about people who have lost their job or know someone who has. People are worried about making ends meet, and it's really vital that we help each other out with resources and encouragement. It's also key we all pay attention to what we say about our financial worries in front of our children. They hear us when we think they're not listening, and they're very sensitive to the fears and frustrations we feel. Today we'll talk about how to keep families during these challenging times, how to keep families healthy and well, and how to make sure kids are not carrying adult problems on their shoulders. I would love to hear from you, and if you have a question about where to get help, and if you have tips for other parents about how to keep optimistic as you navigate the rough spots of our financial climate, do give us a call. People need food and shelter for health and well-being, so let's all reach out to our friends and neighbors who may have less and need more support. There's a lot to talk about. The lines are open, 877-372-KIDS. That's 877-372-5437. And for folks who are not listening to our live show, please go ahead and email me about what you think at info@childhoodmatters.org. Today's show is made possible in part by the United Way of the Bay Area. Joining us in studio is Sharon Robinson, United Way of the Bay Area Site Coordinator for SparkPoint Oakland. SparkPoint centers are innovative new centers in the Bay Area that serve to support low-income individuals and their families to address financial issues, and it's part of the United Way's Financial Stability Initiative. Prior to this, Sharon was the United Way of the Bay Area Program Officer of Community Engagement. Sharon Robinson, great to see you today.
Good morning, Rona. How are you?
Good. Also with us is Sandra Davis. She's a financial planner and management consultant. As president and CEO of Sage Financial Solutions, Sandra provides comprehensive personal financial planning and financial education services for individuals, small business owners, and community-based organizations. She also teaches in the financial planning programs at Golden Gate University and UC Berkeley. And she has her beautiful granddaughter with her here today in the studio. Sandra Davis, thank you for coming.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, let's start with you, Sharon Robinson. Start off by telling us about some of the core programs United Way is involved with to help families at this time.
You know, Rona, I think one of the things that it's extremely important to talk about first on is that now more than ever, many, many folks are struggling with their day-to-day existence. It could be your parents, even. Your parents, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, and so forth. So United Way has actually been moving forward with our Road to Recovery campaign, which essentially is a three-pronged campaign. It is around relief, recovery, and response. One of the key core items in that response is the 211, the information and referral system. Also tied to that would be our Earned Income Tax Credit program, which is a free income tax credit program. And then one of the other things that we're doing is really being very responsive and supportive of the food banks in the local area. around response, we know that the nonprofits that are on the ground floor helping to support many of these services have been hit very hard. So we are really trying to strengthen their capacity, their dollars to move them forward. And then around the road back, the recovery component, that's where we talk about more holistically attempting to serve a family in their needs by providing them with multiple services in a holistic way. We're looking at new innovative ways to approach those issues.
Good, and I'd like to hear more as we talk this morning about the programs, especially 211 and some of your new centers that you have. I think there are a lot of people who don't know still the kind of help there is out there. I think what happens is when you get hit by losing your job or losing your home, often you just don't know where to turn. And I have to say, right now, people don't know whether they're going to be in that position or not. And it cuts through all classes, socioeconomic groups. So there's a way in which many of us are anxious and worried about what's going to happen next. Thank you so much, Sharon. Sandra, people turn to you for help from all walks of life. Are there some basic principles you try to communicate to folks who are dealing with a significant shift in their income or employment? People who have to provide for their family.
Yes. So we really try to help people start where they are. We can't do anything about the current economic environment. There are many things that are just outside of our control. So I invite people to stop and look at where they are and how can they stabilize where they are right now, what has to happen. And we kind of call that a financial triage. You know, where do you start? And, you know, so we do that by taking stock of what we have and what we owe and what we need to do. And so I help people do that from a place of being gentle with themselves. It's very important how we treat ourselves during this time. And it's also important what we model for our children. And so if we are able to try to stay as objective as possible, to separate our self-worth from our net worth, then we can really begin to look at the situation as a business. It really is separate from who we are as individuals. Things happen that we don't control. So I help people try to identify that which they can control, develop some tools to do that, and then adjust and manage for the things that they can't control.
Boy, it sounds like a good motto for life, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. Well, we want to hear from you, 1-877-372-KIDS, 877-372-5437. What are you dealing with right now? What questions do you have about resources? And also, what ideas do you have for others? We all need to be in this together in that sense where we're helping each other. Let's start off with our live line this morning. We have Michelle from Oakland joining us. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good this morning. What about you?
I'm feeling better than I was yesterday.
Good. That's a good sign, Michelle. What's
Same
your
problems, but, just feeling a little bit better today.
What's your situation?
My situation is I have a parent. My mother passed away, and I have guardianship over my 13-year-old brother. And the situation is just probably everyone's situation is economics. It's definitely difficult. You know, he's 13 years old. He's growing. His foot is growing every day.
new shoes, right?
New clothes, food. And I was just trying to better myself by actually getting not only having a job, but just actually looking for a career. And I entered as in a 14-week course for construction. But as you know, the economy is not that great right now.
Yeah.
So there's not even going to be any jobs available to me for at least another 6 months to a year. So that's a bit frustrating.
Yeah. It's very frustrating, especially when you really want to work and you want to, you know, kind of move forward in what you're doing. Are you getting some assistance for caring for your brother?
Actually, no. I've never been like, if I feel like I can take care of something, I've always been like a firm believer that I should go out there and do it. And I really don't like having the government in my business.
Okay.
Not too much.
Yeah.
And I mean, that doesn't mean that it's bad for anyone else. That's just my take on it. So,
Yeah.
You know, I will do everything to scratch and survive and keep us on top as much as I can. So there's no assistance right now. But you never know. Who knows? I might have to swallow that thing that they call pride and, you know, give Uncle Sam a call.
Well, you know, let me have our guests talk to you about this, Michelle, because, you know, you sound like a very strong, courageous, loving, big sister, you know, person. And I also think that there are ways we can get some help. Sharon, you want to speak to Michelle?
Certainly. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
One, I just want to thank you for extending yourself and asking for help.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. At this point in time, many of us have been very uncomfortable about asking for help, and there is no need to be embarrassed. There is no need not to accept help. And one of the, I guess, the probably the easiest tool for you to use at this point in time where you can still feel a little bit anonymous, if you will. Sometimes having a physical conversation with someone puts you in a different frame of mind versus picking up the phone and having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
One of the most amazing tools that I believe we have available for folks here in the Bay Area is our 211 information and referral system. And it literally is those three digits, 211. And you can call that number 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're troubled in the middle of the night, in the middle of the morning, feel comfortable to pick up that phone. And in a very confidential, very caring way, our staff have been have received extensive training to serve families in a very holistic way, of really looking at what some of those needs are and trying to address not only that what appears to be that critical need, that critical point of crises, but to look a little bit more holistic at how do we get you down the line to moving so that you feel a little bit more that you're thriving. And you've taken on a lot of responsibility at this point in time that is not, say, typical of how you would have moved forward with life.
Yeah.
So things have changed for you. So I would say use the 211 system. The other opportunity, and as a wonderful resource tool that we have on our website at uwba.org, is our Help for Hard Times guide. And that is an extensive guide that will give you some key resources to help you tap into services.
Okay. Also, I was just listening, and I liked what you had to say about the self-worth and the net worth.
Yes, let's.
Like, you know, I love that.
Well, I think that's really key. Let's hear some more about that.
Thanks for the lead-in. I think it's very important because you had what is a major transition. First, the loss of your mother, which I'm sure was stressful, and then to take guardianship for your brother. There's a couple of things that I would invite you to consider. And the first one would be, how are you going to help him as the two of you adjust to this new reality? You know, I realize that there are financial concerns that are top of mind, and I would also encourage you to be sure that you've considered what the guardianship arrangements you would have for him if you were no longer available to take care of him. It's very important that since you have experienced that firsthand, that there is a safety in place in the event you were not available to care for him. So I think that that's a very important piece, and there are many ways that you can address that. We've got a local financial planning association that provides pro bono help for folks in that situation. With regard to, you know, social services and getting that kind of help, short-term solutions are sometimes necessary to help you go on a track that will help you towards longer term. So I would encourage you to really think about where you want to be. I am so proud of you, first of all, for really wanting to go to a place of having a career. If the thing that you thought you wanted to do turns out to not be a good fit at this time because of some external circumstances, you should certainly begin to look at organizations that provide match savings account that you can start to look at some longer term solutions for yourself. You may need to get some help short term, but that doesn't mean it's forever. And what you'll be modeling for your brother is sometimes we all need a little help.
And there's a place like EARN.
Exactly.
Right? So EARN is a wonderful organization. You work with them sometimes, Sandra, don't you?
I do. And EARN is an organization that provides match savings. So for every dollar that you save, they match it with two towards three what we call asset goals. So one of those would be starting or building your own business or education for you or your brother. And so there's a lot of different things that you can do that can help you feel like the short-term solution isn't forever. you may need to get some social services right now to address where you are. You had a traumatic event. And so I also want to make you aware of your local credit unions. And I know there'll be some folks to talk a little bit later about a project, a bank on Oakland. But relationships with the credit unions can also assist with small dollar loans to avoid using things like payday lenders. So I would encourage you to really look at what community, what community support is available to you and focus on that. And,
okay.
And I'm sorry, Ron, I just wanted to say, around your self-worth, it's really, really important that you recognize that your money has nothing to do with who you are.
Yeah, and I think that's where, you know, a lot of us get caught up at. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up, you know, living in the United States. It's definitely easy to get caught up in that, you know. But, yeah, thank you, you know, for pointing that out. It's a good reminder.
And I also want to say that when you're raising a 13-year-old, you know, it's a challenging age no matter what. And so, Michelle, I want to encourage you to know that there are resources also if you need kind of help. You can check through the schools, but there are other agencies. At any point, you're welcome to email me at rona@childhoodmatters.org so that if there's other support you need, we can help you with that. You know, I was thinking... have you been to the Monterey Bay Aquarium?
The Monterey Bay Aquarium?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, actually.
It's a beautiful place. It's a place that, you know, can make you feel happy. I have some free passes for you and your brother.
Ooh.
And I would love to give those to you so that you could spend a day when you're not worrying and you're having fun. And I think the other thing is to continue to make sure that he doesn't feel that it's his problem to deal with, Michelle.
Okay.
And that it's something you'll be dealing with. And don't forget what Sharon said, 211. And also, you know, Robbie, if you're out there listening, call in this morning. There are green jobs happening in Oakland. There's a whole move throughout the Bay Area for green jobs. And I don't know how you find out about them. Do either of my guests know here?
I actually can email you information. And this is one of the things an Earn Saver has done just that.
Michelle, have you heard about the green jobs?
Yes, actually I have. I put in a few applications in already to different ones, mostly in San Francisco.
Good.
So, yeah, I have to figure out a way to exercise, you know, my other options. I was starting off for is a trade school for carpentry. So now that the unions are basically closed to us because they can't accept any more applications without their other people going to work.
Okay.
I started to look at more solar. So
okay, good. Yeah. Just to keep that option out there. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Miguel from Oakland. Good morning, Miguel. Hi. Are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the line. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you like to say something about how things are going for you?
Just in terms of what exactly?
Well, you know, this economic time, are you dealing with any kind of problems with the economy or your jobs or taking care of family?
Are we all?
Yeah, exactly.
My toughest thing right now is I'm in a position that I don't necessarily know that I'm prepared for, but it's a family matter, so it's a position that I had to step into. I just got custody of my 12-year-old sister, and you know, of all the times, the economy's bad. I'm working part time.
Wow.
I'm only 27. I don't have a lot of options. It just makes everything harder. You know what I mean? I'm working part time. I don't have a college education.
Yes.
So it's like the little things are extra hard in terms of, you know, like groceries, laundry. My sister's 12, so she likes to be entertained. You know, she wants to go to the movies. She wants the nice clothes, the Nikes and all of that.
Yeah, no, and you have to suddenly learn how to set limits, and you suddenly have to learn how to not let her feel the burden of, you know, the rough time in the economy, because she's also dealing with a very difficult family situation, and so are you. And so in the best of times, this is a hard thing that you're dealing with, Miguel. You know, in the best of times, it's hard. What I'd like to do is, if you're willing to stay on the line, we're going to go to a few announcements, and I'd like our guests to talk to you a little bit. Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. We're talking about the economy, the crisis people are feeling, and the resources in your community. In a moment, we'll take your call.
Join the dialogue.
Share your thoughts.
Add your feedback.
Call Childhood Matters now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Brought to you in part by First Five Santa Clara County.
Hello, my name is Robbie. I'm a devoted father of a 5-year-old boy and a 1-year-old girl. I used to get frustrated when my kids would do things that I would disapprove of. Then I heard Nurse Rona say that kids' behavior has meaning, and I needed to look and see what my son was asking of me. Nurse Rona helps thousands of parents like me each week with issues about health, child care, education, and anything and everything pertaining to children. In these challenging economic times, parents need more help than ever, and Childhood Matters needs your help. With your support, we can stay on the air and continue to provide valuable information and inspiration to people like you. Join me in helping Childhood Matters, a nonprofit organization who needs your financial support. No donation is too small or too large to help Nurse Rona stay on the air. Go to childhoodmatters.org to make a donation or call them at 877-372-KIDS. That's 877-372-KIDS. I'm speaking to you about a show I am passionate about, a show that has helped me be the best father I can be. Please help.
Did you know there are many harmful products in your home that are poisonous to children? Cleaning products, medication, and pesticides are just some items that are harmful if a child eats them. In case of emergency, keep the number to the California Poison Action Line by the phone, 1-800-222-1222. That's 1-800-222-1222. For more information and to receive a free poison hotline magnet, contact your Bay Area First Five County Commission by visiting firstfivekids.org/bay.
Are you a smoker who's thinking about quitting? When you quit, your body will immediately start to heal. After 8 hours, the oxygen levels in your blood return to normal. After 1 day, your chance of heart attack decreases. 3 months after quitting, your lung function increases and you have more energy. After 10 years, your risk of lung cancer drops to half that of smokers. This is Nurse Rona. Over 1 million people successfully quit smoking every year in the U.S. I stopped smoking and so can you. Preparing yourself for quitting can improve your chances of success. Choose a quit date. Get support. Tell your family and friends that you're quitting. Rid your house of tobacco, ashtrays, and lighters. Plan healthy alternatives to smoking, like taking a deep breath or going for walks. Medications can help you reduce physical withdrawal symptoms. To find out how you can become a non-smoker, call your doctor or the Smoker's Helpline at 800-NO-BUTS. That's B-U-T-T-S. This Childhood Matters health tip has been made possible by a grant from Kaiser Permanente, Northern California.
If you live in San Francisco and have a 4-year-old, find out about free, high-quality preschool. Spaces are available throughout the city. When children attend quality preschool, they learn important skills like taking turns and sharing. Their curiosity is nurtured and they make new friends, preparing them to do well in school and build a strong foundation for learning. To find out about preschool for all in San Francisco, call 415-354-3873. That's 415-354-3873. Brought to you by First Five San Francisco.
Oh, baby, we are the children of the world.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
Brought to you in part by Every Child Counts. First Five, Alameda County.
Back to your host, Rona Renner.
We're talking with Sharon Robinson, United Way of the Bay Area Site Coordinator for Spark Point Oakland, and Sandra Davis, President and CEO of Sage Financial Solutions. And we're talking with you, 1-877-372-KIDS, 877-372-5437. And we have Miguel on the line with us right now. And hi, Miguel, are you still there?
Yes,
great. So basically, you've had some struggles with your work. You have the guardianship right now of your sister. And are you looking for more work, or are you okay, in an okay place right now?
Well, I work at a middle school.
Oh,
North
good.
Oakland Community Charter School. It's from kindergarten to sixth grade.
Cool.
And as soon as the school year ends, yeah, I will be looking for work.
Yeah, you and a lot of people, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So, Sandra, what words of wisdom do you have here for Miguel?
Well, the first thing, Miguel, that I would say is that while you don't want to create an environment where you're stressed about money and that shows up with your little sister, where you're making comments that would be stressful for her, you can have a conversation with her that helps her to understand that your role first is to provide safety and necessities for her. And one of the ways that you can do that, I do a lot of work with young people that age, and one of the things that you can do is start with the, we're going to approach our money this way. We're going to do our have-to-haves, our nice-to-haves, we'll have them after everything else is covered list. And that way she can be part of the conversation and begin to understand that what you're trying to do is make sure that you two are happy and healthy and living together and living well and have some financial well-being before you get to the Nikes and the designer things and all of those other things that we have that we want. And that way you can begin to help her model this kind of behavior. But the main thing I would say about that is it can help her avoid the worry. Many times we don't realize that our behaviors create an environment for children that's very stressful. And then when we do that, they increase our stress levels even more because then they start stressing us out more. So if you decide how you're going to deal with the money in a way that keeps you relaxed and calm even when things are stressful, you can do that same thing with her. And I would encourage you to engage in that conversation rather than just say, I can't afford jeans, then that way you can help her understand you have some financial priorities and you'll be modeling good behavior for her as well.
Miguel, does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and it's an approach that I've tried to attack, but the way that it was very eloquent the way that she put it. I haven't tried it exactly in that manner.
Yes. And I think it's about, as a mom, I know there are times when my kids have asked me for things and I get I feel guilty and then I get frustrated and I go, you can't have it. Don't you know we don't have money? Things like that. And that's the approach that comes when we're under stress.
And that's also a new thing. I wasn't given 9 months to prepare.
Exactly.
For being a parent,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's
like,
right.
Being that warm,
yeah,
this is all new to me.
Yeah,
I mean, not just the money, but being
right,
caring for another person
is all new to you, and that's
and
where
it all adds up.
You may actually want to try and go to Bananas if you're in Oakland or someplace, and see if you can connect with other people who are in your situation. I'll be glad to talk to you offline anytime, also, Miguel. But I think saying we're having a family meeting. We're in this boat together. We're going to be okay. We're strong, healthy, wise people. We're going to be okay. And here's some of the things we have to do. Sharon, you want to jump in here too?
Sure. Miguel, the other thing I would advise you to think about doing is give yourself some time as well. You've taken on a major responsibility, and it's an important responsibility. So give yourself a little break where it is something that you're doing to care for your soul, if you will. The other thing that you might want to think in terms of, one of our partners that's been involved in some of the work we've been doing is called Lifetime. And I believe their website is Lifetime, LIFETIME.org. But you can probably Google it as well. And they have a program that they're just kicking off. I think it's in the pilot phase. It's a father's program. And it is really just men being able to get together in somewhat of an informal way, but to start to have some conversations about how do they manage these relationships, be it longer term or new relationships that they're picking up as being responsible fathers. And again, I would also encourage you to think about accessing our 211 system. Many resources that you will potentially need will be available through that process. And the other piece that's really key is that they will work with you in a very holistic way to talk through what you believe your needs are and connect you with the appropriate needs.
That's 211. You just dial it and you get a person and you talk to them. Miguel, thank you for joining us this morning. And, your sister is very lucky that she has you, and you need the support for you so that you can be there for her. And we'd be happy to help you out in any way. And, I would like to send you also some tickets to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
I was just talking about going to the aquarium. I haven't been there since I was was eight.
You know, take that. A wonderful day out in the sun. It's so beautiful there. We'll give you some tickets. Have a great day with your sister, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
I hope so. Thank you very much for your time. You have a beautiful day.
Okay, Miguel. You know, we have Robbie on the line with us from Oakland. I was asking if Robbie was listening to call in. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You know, it's funny what you just said. I was just thinking about saying, and that was, you know, we're going to be okay through these times. You know, we have our health, our happiness, our family, our friends. So, you know, just being in that mindset that attitude is altitude. So,
attitude is altitude. Robbie, I like that. And, you know, about the green jobs, do you have any hints for people about how to get involved?
Well, I'm going to make this as quick as possible.
Okay, go ahead.
I went through a 16-week program at the Cypress Mandela Training Center in West Oakland. And during my 16 weeks there, the Oakland Green Job Corps received a $250,000 grant for seed money, startup money for this, which is first of its kind here with the Oakland Green Job Corps. And it consists of a 12-week course partially at the Cypress Mandela Training Center and at Laney College, and it's four classes.
Okay.
You take basic electrical, solar photovoltaic, trade mathematics for electricians.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can take, and I would imagine that each county is doing this. Sharon, is that right? Are there green jobs going on in other counties? Do you know?
Yes, there are.
There are, yes. So, Robbie, you sign up. You have to try and get a course, a training course. That's right?
Yes, that's exactly correct. Now, you don't have to go through the training center that I went to. They have courses for solar photovoltaic, which is basically installing solar panels at Laney College that you can go up there and inquire about. Because the funny thing is, like 2 or 3 years ago, doing solar panel installation, they didn't require any type of training or certification. Basically, you could just walk on, do the hands-on, you know, learn as you go.
But now they do.
They're starting to require more, you know, certification.
Right. So. Well, I think the key here is to go to your junior colleges, call 211, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And Robbie, I think you brought up a good point. That probably one of the best untapped resources in our community, our community college system.
Yes. Robbie, we're going to move on. Thank you for being out there. And would you say what you said again before about the attitude?
Attitude is altitude.
I like that. Let's keep high on that, okay?
That's right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Robbie. You have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
Issues and concerns surrounding our children's lives.
Pick up the phone at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Well, let's take a listen now to what some parents have to say. One of our producers, Tony Giorgetti, went out and talked to parents about what they're dealing with.
This is assistant producer Anthony Giorgetti, and this week I went to Habitat in Berkeley to speak with parents about the economic crisis and how it's affecting them.
I work for a private nonprofit community health agency in San Francisco right now. San Francisco, of course, is experiencing a $1 billion deficit, so I'm very nervous.
It's definitely added some stress.
We are feeling a little bit more hopeful right now, but those last few months have been really frightening. And there have been some nights where I was waking up in the middle of the night and thinking, we're going to be okay.
It hurts that my paycheck isn't high as it used to be. You know, I'm hoping that people don't lose their thrive to do more in this time.
Are your children aware of the economic crisis?
No, not at all. You know, they still say, gimme, gimme, can I have?
My 2-year-old, obviously not. My 16-year-old, not really. I don't think he fully appreciates how bad things are.
Well, my son is only 3, so it's still... It's still a concept we are trying to develop in him, you know, to explain him that the objects he has or wants have a cost and how society functions.
Give me an example of what you've been doing to live frugally.
Staying away from McDonald's. Let's limit, you know, going from place to place, trying not to drive as much, doing a lot of telecommuting.
I think we're traveling a little less than we normally would.
Trying to delay some purchases. I mean, there's a ton of things I would love to buy, of course. And, you know, I'm a woman and I love buying some clothes and taking care of myself. I'm actually interested in ways not to spend, you know, buying secondhand things sometimes, reusing, recycling.
We are recycling things more. My daughter right now is wearing her cousin's sneakers when I'm looking right down. It's good to get my daughter used to going to the library and not having to buy every book she wants.
We're middle-income people. We both have to keep a job in order just to maintain housing and food costs. And, of course, in order for us to do that, we have to provide her with childcare. We might have to do something like take a couple days off work, which would hit our income, but would also allow us to reduce our childcare costs.
People are having each other over more, which is sometimes good. You know, we're cooking more. Just there have been some positive aspects to the downturn in the economy. I don't think the stress, though, is very good. I also think that overall, during the prosperous times, we just have gotten a little too materialistic.
It's forcing people to think of a different way to consume. And yes, it's better for the environment. So that is actually very positive.
For Childhood Matters, this is Anthony Giorgetti.
Thank you so much, Tony. You know, I think one of the things that stands out for me is the idea of stress. That Dr. Eitan spoke yesterday. I heard him speak. He's a brilliant man here in Oakland. And he was talking about how stress affects people's longevity. And when you're living in poverty or you're living with stress, it affects your health tremendously. Sharon, what stood out for you on this?
You know, I think the thing that really resonated is we're learning to live differently. One of the things we talk about at United is living united. And that means many different things. One way to live united, and somebody talked about this, is recycling. Being able to pass along those things that are still really good products or good clothing, good quality clothing, but you're being able to pass it through families or friends and so forth.
Yeah. Sandra.
In both the two callers that we've had who are working with brothers and sisters and the families we heard on the recording, one of the things that people can do to help children understand what's going on is use a tool called a safe account. And these are matched savings accounts that for every dollar that's saved, it's matched with $3. And that way the children can start to learn what saving means and understanding how they can begin to use their monies in ways that can be used for education, tutoring, lessons, dance lessons. So some of the things that they might want to have, understanding that there's a way that they can pursue those things that's a healthy way than one of the women said, gimme, gimme, gimme. And it's a nice way to work with your children around understanding what money means in our world. The main thing that I took away was that really helping people understand that we are a community and this really is an opportunity to heal some of the areas that have gone a bit awry when we were in prosperous times and people weren't paying attention to their money.
Community is the key word here. You know, we have with us now two people from the Bank on Oakland. We have Stacy Tolls and Tyrone Cosey. Stacy, are you with us?
Hi, Rona. I'm here. How are you?
Good. So you're doing an event today about Bank on Oakland. Can you tell us a little bit about what Bank on Oakland is and how that's going to be helping people in the community?
Sure. I was just listening to you and Sharon talk about building a community and how that's changed and what that means in this economic time. And Bank on Oakland fits right in with that. It's a program modeled after the Bank on San Francisco program and part of the governor's statewide initiative to get 100,000 people mainstream checking and savings accounts over the next 2 years. And we're very excited about this because there are so many people out there who don't know that they are eligible to open a bank account. Maybe they've had problems with an account in the past, or they don't have a social security number, or they don't have a US ID. That's okay. We can still help them get a bank account. And then there's a financial education component of it where we bring the community together to learn from one another and to learn from professionals in the financial institution industry about how to manage our money and build stronger communities.
So you actually do workshops and classes for people to understand how the banking is going to help them.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, Tyrone Cozy with Operation Hope and Bank of the West have partnered together, and they're offering one of those classes here today. And I think he'll tell you a little bit more about that.
Well, you know what I'd like to do? We're going to take a very short break. I'd like Tyrone to stay with us, you too, Stacy, because we want to hear about this. It's going on in Oakland, Bank on Oakland, but it's also in San Francisco, other places around the area. We're talking about finances. We'd love to hear from you. In a moment, we'll take your call.
Get involved.
Call now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
More with Rona Renner after this.
Here is this week's Childhood Matters community calendar with events for parents and kids. Learn how to make positive change at the Multicultural Women's Leadership Conference in UC Berkeley, Saturday, April 25 and Sunday, April 26. For more information, call 510-393-7765. That's 510-393-7765. Join Nurse Rona and Doctora Marisol for Dia de los Niños and Dia de los Libros in San Francisco's Dolores Park. There will be music, a book giveaway, and much more. Sunday, April 26 from 1 to 4. For more information, visit childhoodmatters.org. That's childhoodmatters.org. Welcome families with special needs and have fun together at Osher Marin JCC in San Rafael, Sunday, April 26 from 1 to 4. For more information, call 415-457-4878. That's 415-457-4878. Oakland families, celebrate 20 years of children's art at the Mocha Birthday Bonanza, Sunday, April 26 from noon to 5. For more information, call 510-465-8770. That's 510-465-8770. San Jose families, march against Proposition 1D at the Mexican Heritage Plaza. Speak out for your children. Thursday, April 30 from 4 to 7. For more information, visit www.nooneon1d.com. That's nooneon1d.com. San Pablo families, celebrate West County First Five Center's second birthday. Enjoy performances by local children, a toy-making workshop, and more. Saturday, May 9, from 10 to 2. For more information, call 510-232-5650. That's 510-232-5650. For additional information and more events, visit our website, childhoodmatters.org, and to submit events, email info@childhoodmatters.org. I'm Anthony Giorgetti.
Finding help in the Bay Area is easier than ever before. Dial 211 to speak with a trained, caring specialist who will match your needs with local services, including childcare, rent assistance, counseling, job services, health care, food, and so much more. Dial 211 for free confidential help, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Help starts here. Dial 211. 211 is a service of United Way, Eden I&R, and the Contra Costa Crisis Center.
Are you pregnant and thinking about how you will feed your new baby? Breast milk is the perfect nutrition right from the start. It's free, always ready, and supports growth and brain development. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends only breast milk for the first 6 months of a baby's life. Breastfed babies have fewer illnesses and fewer trips to the doctor. Mothers who breastfeed lose pregnancy weight faster and have lower risk for breast and ovarian cancers. Be sure to tell your health provider that you want to breastfeed your baby. This message is brought to you by Every Child Counts, First Five, Alameda County.
Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by First Five Santa Clara County.
Here's more with Nurse Rona.
We're talking with Sharon Robinson, United Way of the Bay Area Site Coordinator for Spark Point Oakland, and Sandra Davis, President and CEO of Sage Financial Solutions. We also have with us on the line United Way Program Coordinator Stacy Tolles and Tyrone Cosi, and they're talking with us today from Bank on Oakland. Stacy, are you there?
I'm here, Rona.
Great. So you were telling me that there's an event today and that you or Tyrone are going to tell us about that, right?
Sure. And actually, Tyrone can tell you a little bit more about that. But just to cap off the information about the program, I want to let you know that
Mayor Dellums is very excited about bringing Bank on Oakland to the city of Oakland so that we can save working families an average of $800 a year in fees from check cashers. And that's one of the things that people will learn when they come to the event that Operation Hope and Bank of the West are putting on together here at the Hope Center. Here's Tyrone Cozy of Operation Hope to give you a little more information.
Hi, Tyrone.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. So
good
We're talking about ways people can save money and deal with the struggles. So today they can come to Bank on Oakland. Tell us where that is.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we're located at 3062 East 9th Street. Now, that's in Oakland, right very, very close to Highway 880 between Fruitvale and 29th Street. Very easy to get to. And we are inside the Bank of the West Fruitvale Station Mall branch.
Oh, Bank of the West. They're great folks.
Absolutely. They certainly are. And they're our signature partner here at the center. Our center is actually located in the Bank of the West building, Operation Hope. And as you may know, Operation Hope is an international nonprofit that's dedicated to eradicating poverty, as we understand it, through financial education. So as Stacy mentioned earlier, this is also right up our alley, and it's a perfect fit with the effort to help people open accounts and, more importantly, help them understand how to effectively manage their resources and manage their financial house, keep their house in order.
So if people come to see you today, what will they do?
Well, they're actually going to get a full presentation on how to open and manage a checking account. We're also going to talk a little bit about budgeting and a little bit about credit, understanding what does a credit report mean and what does it look like. So we're trying to broaden it a little bit to give a more fuller understanding. And, of course, this is only one step out of many. We hold a number of courses at Operation Hope on Financial Management, but we're excited about the one today. And, Ron, if I can say this to you, here's the best part. Many of your listeners, especially if they speak Spanish, they are welcome to come to our next session this afternoon that starts at noon. And so there's still an opportunity.
Okay,
for
that's
to
great.
Come and join us.
Well, you know, there's been, Sandra, you've been very involved also with this. Can you say why this is important in whatever county? You know, this is good that it's in Oakland, but in other counties also?
Yes. Yeah. The Bank On initiative is started in San Francisco. We have Bank On California. There's Bank On Sacramento, Oakland. Fresno has an initiative. There are a lot of places that do this. The reason this is so important is that in these current times, it's always important, but particularly now, when you have less, you have to plan more. People don't realize that when low and moderate income families, we actually have to be more wise with our money. And bank products allow us to do that. You can avoid predatory practices of payday lending and those kinds of things when you're using bank products that are basically vetted by these Bank On organizations, because they make sure that the banks are doing the right thing for the clients that they're serving. So they're really developing relationships of trust, and people can develop relationships with the bank that can go far beyond just opening a checking account. They actually can begin to build wealth by having a trusted relationship with the banks.
So we have things like Bank on Oakland, Bank on San Francisco. We have Spark Point Centers. We have EARN. We have all these organizations that people can find out about when they call 211, right, Sharon?
Absolutely.
When they don't know where to go, where to get the help. And I hope you have a lot of people coming out today, Tyrone. We're going to move on. A final word for us?
Well, thank you. Well, yes, to answer your question, our English class is packed. But let me just leave this one thought. When you start with that banking account, that's that first step to start building wealth in this country, to take control of your financial life. And that's where we're coming from, and we want to support everyone in the city of Oakland and beyond to achieve that goal.
Thank you so much, Stacy and Tyrone, and for the wonderful work of both United Way and also, you know, all the banks who are coming together to try and help people. Hope to meet you soon,
more
Tyrone.
More about where the additional classes are, if you like.
We'll send people to your website at...
Okay.
Where can they go?
They can always go to 211 to get information about.
And that's www.bankonoakland.ca.gov.
Okay.
As well as 211.211.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to take a call now from someone who's talking about the basics when it comes to dealing with hard times, and that's Larry Sly. He is with the food bank of Contra Costa and Solano. He's the executive director. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you?
you know, I'm doing good. And I'm feeling like the key here and this, the message that's coming through, is we really all have to know what the resources are and we have to help each other. What are you seeing in the food bank in terms of who's coming for food and where are things standing for you?
Well, I think throughout the Bay Area, the story is pretty much the same. The need has increased astronomically. I hate to use that word, but it's exactly where we are. You know, we're serving probably 30% more people in Contra Costa and Solano counties than we did a year ago. And in Alameda, you know, they've seen the need go up by over 40% with the calls coming to them. So throughout the Bay Area and
Monterey, everywhere, yeah.
Going up the coast even with the Redwood Empire Food Bank serving people up to the Oregon border, they've seen enormous increases, probably over 22% more people coming to them in the Redwood Empire area than there were a year ago.
What do you want to say to people? What do you want to suggest?
Well, I think we need the community support in order to try and respond to that. We've done some very creative things in terms of distributing fresh produce and doing what we need to do. But in terms of getting the shelf stable stuff, we really rely on the community to help make a difference. So that's where we're looking at things like the letter carriers food drive coming up on May 9th to help make a difference in the needs that we've got. So we need people to help us with food, their volunteer support, and their monetary support if we're going to make a difference for the lives of hungry people in our community.
And the letter carriers, you put a bag outside and they take the bag, is that right?
It does not get any simpler than that. You
yeah.
put a bag of food out by your mailbox, the letter carrier picks it up. It's about as easy can be.
And you know what I've done in the past, too, when I've thought about presents for people, I look up the food bank where they live, and I donate to the food bank, and that's my gift to the person who lives in that area as a birthday present or a Christmas present. So I think people need to keep donating to the food banks, because there are people now going who never used to go to a food bank and who really need the help. Final word, Larry Sly?
I think, you know, help us. There are virtual food drives, the letter carriers food drive. People can make a difference if they give.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. And, you know, I want to ask my guest here, Sharon, as we're, you know, starting to wind down here, what other things can people do to help each other to deal with what they're, you know, what's going on for them in this time?
You know, one of the things Larry mentioned that's really important is that we can all give. And I sort of look at United Way as the penny collector. Many of us will walk over a penny, will not pick it up because it's just a penny. And United Way collectively takes all those pennies, if you will, those $1, $2, $5, and so forth. And that's where we can collectively put those dollars to work in the community. We actually do support the food banks in the San Francisco Bay Area, so we're key supporters of the work that they do.
Good.
And just specifically when Larry talked about giving, you know, a $5 donation by three meals for a family of four. A $25 donation provides a night of shelter for a neighbor in crisis. And a $50 donation provides job skills and trainings for 850 low-income individuals.
It's something a lot of us can do.
Absolutely.
I want to play a short clip here from Rubicon, another organization that's doing a lot for families. Let's take a listen.
Many people are familiar with Rubicon Landscaping Services or the Rubicon Bakery. They make the famous cocoa berries. But Rubicon is part of a large nonprofit network that helps homeless persons, persons transitioning from welfare to work, persons with mental health disabilities, and other economically disadvantaged individuals find and keep jobs. I spoke with President of Rubicon, Rick Aubrey.
Rubicon Programs is a nonprofit serving the San Francisco Bay Area that helps men and women move out of homelessness, poverty, and overcome disabilities, and we do that by running social enterprises, businesses that hire people who have a hard time getting into the workforce, by building and managing affordable housing so people have a decent place to live, and by providing an array of services so people can get the support they need to succeed in their jobs and in their housing.
So have you been seeing a lot more of that since the economic crisis?
Regrettably, there are many more people coming to our programs than ever before, seeking work primarily, or other kinds of support. So we have an array of services, everything from connecting people to employment in our businesses, connecting people with employers throughout the community, providing assistance and helping people get back some of the essentials that they need, whether it's their driver's license or help them write resumes for jobs, connect people with job training programs that are available throughout the community that either people don't know about or don't know how to qualify for. There is a whole patchwork of programs that do exist for people, and our job is to help folks make those connections so that when they're looking for work, they can get the training, the connections, the new resumes, the chance to meet employers that they need to succeed.
To learn more about Rubicon, go to rubiconprograms.org. For Childhood Matters, this is Anthony Giorgetti.
Well, I'm encouraged. There are things out there that people can get, where people can get help. Sandra Davis, a final word.
When you're looking at a wise allocation of limited resources, find and use your community resources. Do not be ashamed. This is a no-shame, judgment-free zone. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your children. We will get through this.
Thank you so much, Sandra Davis, CEO of Sage Financial Solutions. And thank you to Sharon Robinson and to 211 and United Way for all you do. Road to recovery is the way to go, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you to our listeners and to our teams. Ann West produces our show. Tony Giorgetti is our assistant producer. We have Collins Media Services, Peter B. Collins, and Nancy Walton. She's at the controls. And I want to thank my family, Pei, Mara, Matt, and Karina, my husband, Mick, grandson, Maceo, and David, for all the richness you bring to my life. Have hope. Help each other out. Go to Dia de los Niños on Sunday in San Francisco. Come meet Dr. Marisol and I. This is Rona saying goodbye until next week. Spend time with your child and take good care of yourself. Childhood matters, and so do you.
Been listening to Childhood Matters,
produced by Collins Media Services and presented by the nonprofit Interactive Parenting Media. Join us again for Childhood Matters. Find out more at childhoodmatters.org.
And one more thing. Did you know that research shows that a child's brain develops most dramatically in the first 5 years of life? What parents and caregivers do during these years to support their child's growth will have a meaningful impact throughout life. Based on this research, California voters passed Proposition 10 in 1998, adding a 50-cent tax on tobacco products to support programs for expectant parents and children ages 0 to 5. For example, in 1 year, First 5 Santa Clara County will distribute approximately $36 million in Proposition 10 revenues to local programs and services for young children and their families. So now there's a special election coming up on May 19th, and I ask that everyone who cares for and about children learn of the consequences this election will have. Read about the proposed changes and do your best to make sense of the 6 propositions on the ballot, keeping in mind that they're separate and you can vote differently for each one. For example, Proposition 1D on the May 19th special election ballot will significantly reduce First 5 Children and Families Program funding. Voters will be asked to approve the temporary taking of funds from early childhood programs that were established by previous initiatives. For more information regarding the state budget and all of the propositions on the May 19th ballot, please visit our homepage at www.childhoodmatters.org. Your vote will count.
Did you know that the current generation of American children could have a shorter life expectancy than their parents? Childhood obesity can lead to chronic diseases that shorten lives, but it doesn't have to be this way. By supporting access to fresh produce, community school gardens, and physical activity programs, the Health Trust is committed to making sure our kids live long and healthy lives. Visit www.healthtrust.org to learn more about their Healthy Living Initiative and how you can help make your community healthier.